do something.
Aha!
What doors are they running towards?
Heavy set, right?
You are from the Free Factory. There are
heavy
two
set,
no quote.
Okay. You're still in the room.
Which way are the footsteps coming from?
Both doors. There is a window, like a nice window thing on one side. On both sides.
Does Shannon shout any orders? Like, you know, you guys, go get the statue.
You know, put them on.
Put them up.
Grab
Morrow.
Look into his head.
We're going to tell them to back off. That they don't have any Lear anymore, and he's going to
We're
going
to hostage the toys.
All right. Okay, so I'm... Do you want me to go retrieve the objects, sir?
That's a great idea.
I take off.
I put Morrow in front of me. I got behind him and pointed at the door.
You're still looking through the tricorder?
Yeah, I give it an owl.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty much giving it an owl.
Dangerous. I mean, I take a corner of the building out.
Right behind you. Give us an owl.
I don't know if
it's an owl. Are you doing anything special? Can I get you on cover?
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
What was her?
There's a big table or something in the refectory. Knock it over.
Your leader is under Federation arrest. You have no leader. Leave the premises at once.
Do not attack the Federation agents.
Probably wasn't the same.
Well, he's a puppet.
You can jump to that hidden room. You know, pretty much evading all the other people.
Okay.
Just kind of scared to the point, so.
Oh no, they might know we're here.
Scary.
I'm not real worried about set off alarms.
Right.
You're really more worried about the police.
How many guards are there? I take a bead on the one who's talking.
Okay.
You just smoke this out of his mouth and you're done. It's like the Mexican.
Fire.
Okay.
So did that kind of
go ahead and roll?
Initiative, I assume?
No, you get a surprise shot.
Really? After he said fire?
After you were waiting for that, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I was hoping.
If I was those guards, I'd be surprised.
Not me, boy. These guys are bad.
I am.
What do you do?
Put everyone else in bed, don't fire.
Yeah,
two,
you
have
to
fire.
Why would
they
fire?
They only have numbers 2-1.
Okay.
What'd you get?
7.
7? You just started the system. Welcome to the room.
Okay.
Lots of, like, you know, plastic iron set.
Any,
a golden circle there?
There is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grab everything.
Sorry. I'm stunned with the moment of it. Who wants the next scene? We go to a commercial.
We fire 8?
Yep.
Well, you guys aren't firing.
I remember something about my race being like.
I would be firing the same time he would. I don't
know
if anyone else was.
He did fire, right?
He did fire. Who else was really ready for it?
I think it was pretty much only, you know, Dave Pickering. Or
well, he did have the
men of his history.
Very
triggering.
They both took it wrong.
And then you were the answer man. In order.
About at the same time, Dave doesn't shoot when I say fire. He shoots when I say fuck. Wine.
You said fire?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I forgot your command.
Where's, what is the skill? Oh, it's,
this
small
is the
new first class, yeah.
Well, no, just to fire energy weapon.
Oh, that's right.
Aren't you still
seeking help?
Oh, right.
So, what?
Tactics?
That's not the way to
get tactics.
I'm not.
All right. Then I get less guys.
A little more aggressive.
Roll your free shot, then.
Okay, energy weapon phaser.
I'm tired, I say.
Yeah, if you were to fire, you would have fired when he did.
Eight? Okay,
right.
So you hit one of them and he goes down.
You shouldn't be doing that anymore. You need to get away from the
2 and 3. What's the
penalty? I can stop it.
He's tired.
He's tired.
Obviously, he's overworked.
You know, that captain, he wears him out.
Yeah, right.
Purple is the one.
You got a shift, and eight. When you get off the ship, you have to go
eight.
To the room.
Eight. It's like you got 2 shifts a day.
So you hit someone, he goes down.
Wait, no. Remember I said I'm taking a bead on the one who was talking.
All right, here's the guy. He goes down.
Note, we are no longer outnumbered.
Four of them left before you roll initiative.
All right, on.
That is good commanding.
Dexterity plus reaction and your small unit tactic skill.
Should I roll again?
You mean?
I'll roll again.
Coordination plus
reaction, right?
Oh, yeah,
for
reaction.
Did I add your small unit tactic?
Uh-huh. And 12. You're actually asked to do a number of attacks, right?
Yep. Is that 12?
Yeah.
4.
You get small unit tactics if anybody's
5.
Got that.
5. Okay. 12, you go first.
I've got a couple of them.
What's my base target? 7.
Shoot 2.
If I shoot 2...
What's the 9?
Well,
oh,
I...
minus 1. 8.
Yeah. 8. What's your skill? 2. How many dice you got?
4.
How many credits you got?
I don't know. 20.
We can finish it
all right here.
What do you do? No. Well, actually, there's always a possibility.
We take them all out, we get the statue, we get out. I shoot two. Black die as well.
It just, there's a matter of the trial afterwards involving the shooting of
first
the and the baby carriage. The dead baby is going to cause trouble.
So we
didn't know the power of the gun.
Black die again. 12.
That was obvious. We needed out.
We're in a gunfight. We need to be able to retreat. Should I be rolling damage?
You didn't have it on stun.
No, you have
the ship. Although
I'm not using the one that's as good as the Type 1.
That was on stun.
No, that's
I had
it on stun.
Really? Okay. Are they normal people?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of them shoots.
Hey.
Relatively quickly.
Hey, I'm in behind his boss.
Yeah, well, they got him this time.
Oh.
Well, you both.
That was mainly I was just trying to assure that I wasn't dead because he shot me.
You can take like 5 stun shots before you fall over.
Yeah, but I right. One non-stun shot. That's why I'm behind his boss.
They're all stun.
That, and of course I was shielding his boss from the explosion.
Yeah. So shooting this is...
Which is not a stun.
Oh, in the time from you?
Yeah.
I just fired a random gun.
Did he miss?
Yeah.
All right.
And a few weapons.
You go what?
I got 6.
Oh, sorry. All right. Yes. Hey, I went to jump
in nowhere,
man.
So anybody above 4 can go.
Oh,
I'm here.
I got a... Why should fire more than 1?
11.
Okay. So you hit him when he goes down. That's all he can dodge that. Well, there's only a couple of them.
What do you need to hit, Jeff? Just
on like
7.
7. So I use a point of courage and shoot twice and hit 2 guys.
So,
okay.
7-1. You need like 9. You know.
I don't think there are 2 guys.
Plus 2 for shooting
one. There are. There's 2 left.
2
for
really?
Four.
I shot 3. One.
There were 6 already.
You shot 1 and Lou shot 1. There's 1 left.
All right, sure.
1 guy left. You shoot that.
Okay, I shoot 2 guys.
There's only 1 guy left.
No, when I go, it's only 1 guy left.
No, the 2 guys when you go.
Okay.
Oh, so you shoot them both?
Yeah.
You hit them both?
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
All right. Well, yeah. What's there for?
Okay, he goes down.
All of that
convention. So you're still there?
Okay. I've already done my
competitive.
Actually,
yeah. Do you want to know this is a holodeck adventure?
No, it's not.
It's not
a holodeck adventure. All right, sorry. Do I have any reason to believe this is a holodeck adventure? No. Okay. Well, then I might be hanging your boss.
I assume you, Kurt. Is there anything down there that looks really suspect? In any way other than the golden serpent that I'm trading under one arm? I mean, or really interesting, like, whoa, that's some sort of weird alien.
Is everything okay down there?
Yeah.
You're okay. A couple things that look obviously, you know, pretty alien and stuff, but
stolen. Incredibly
valuable, stolen, you know, like, something the government might
want to have. Something you might have heard about?
Yeah. You might have heard about anything.
Yes, we would.
Mona Lisa?
No.
You could roll it though.
You have
archaeology
or
do I have what? Or
archaeology.
No, I got Fargan and Marketplace Hydro really good.
How about any sort of culture? Because if it's like the Mona Lisa,
yeah. Okay, any sort of culture.
Qatarian and Romulan.
Qatarian more likely.
You know, we love big money. Status equals wealth.
Big money, big money, big money.
Equals more chicks.
That's true. How many chicks you got? 7.
My favorite way, bro. Plot my tricorder. Anybody coming towards
you? You see, like, one of those,
blast them.
Qatarian cat statue that you heard, I've been, you know, gone visiting a few years ago.
I'll grab that shoe then.
Well, I've only got one priceless artifact in your whole society, and you're witnessing it.
You mean the ball of string? Our most holy item?
I get the eye cover.
Can I grab up those and try and sneak back out of
there? As per instructions, I scan the area outside the door for anybody more coming. Not scan, you know, use my software.
Is this a bunch of baby carriages coming?
See anybody,
like Cyberdog.
Right. Keep us alert down there.
John eventually comes to the room, right?
Yeah.
I check
bulge in his pants and the turban in his hand.
I check this guy for
Dana. This
is me. Because you were covering him from the flying glass.
Okay.
Thank God
you didn't take that blast like I did.
Next to the shuttle.
We're not going to our headquarters to beam in. We'll run over there.
Yeah, well, across the grass. Cool, anyway.
Did we got to open you know, front by out to the cell.
We turn around a lot, kind of long doing this.
Yeah, covering her back. Well, I can't because I'm holding two legs.
Yeah, stand half in between.
You can still turn around and look.
What am I going to? I'm going to run.
I'm going to crouch, though.
Listen.
Alright,
I'll crouch while I run.
Because then we have a take half from the out to the shuttle.
Okay, let's go. Go!
Run to the shuttle.
Everybody can make running rules.
Can I pick up this guy?
Okay, what is that? I presume, right?
Coordination, right?
Athletics?
Is that athletics, Kev?
Coordination?
Fitness.
So make a fitness roll for your run.
What the hell is fitness?
We're not the original thing.
Yeah, fitness.
Add your athletics running skill.
There we go.
Dave, you're carrying someone. So subtract 2 for your result.
Okay.
Like
you said fitness. Fitness, it's athletics plus running.
Yeah.
And it's fitness. Okay.
So the flight school running some
this field. Minus 2.
Yeah. Oh baby.
Uh oh.
That's a 1.
Well it's yeah, but then I have a skill.
Oh.
So it's 3.
So
God damn! This guy's never
going to
be
running.
Hey,
we've got a time
lord.
Huh?
We've
got at least
10.
We've got at least
7.
I got an 8.
That'd be
8. We've got at least a 4.
I'm a human,
then.
Everyone else?
Just 2?
Rick?
It's
a 3
better. You're fucking courage,
yeah. 3 better than
a 4.
It's a 4 better than a 3.
I thought 3 is usually a break point.
The
four is my point. I use courage.
I use courage to force.
Jesus.
Shut up.
Calisthenics was not optional.
Some guards come out and start shooting at you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So the 4, they get one shot.
I got a 7.
Okay, so you make it in to them.
Yeah, well,
we're gonna protect you later.
Yeah,
we're back, drag
why
out
you in the shadow.
Oh, that's not so good.
Did you get hit?
Yeah, Eric goes to the
shadow. I forgot that.
They always put some. Always take something out of my target
field. Dodge energy weapon.
You need a 6.
I assume I need to dodge, but I have a negative.
So you need to get a spell.
And I need a negative.
Would have gotten a 6 if I'd specialized in something rational.
Oh my god! Wait, all I need to do is roll a 7 and that includes
yes,
my negative.
All right! Did you?
Yeah.
5.
But that was my dodge.
Alright, the black is
dodge.
And it's
dodge.
I dodge at 3.
I hope that Catarin statue that you stole isn't ceramic or anything.
Okay, so black is the wild
cold. It's melting.
So I get a 9, Ken.
Okay. And you're not supposed to shoot at the guy with the precious artifact.
Okay.
They broke the rules. It's going to shatter and break.
So they hit you really hard, you fall down. Wait, you're carrying the statue?
Wait, you're supposed to roll damage. Maybe he doesn't.
I'm carrying 2 statues.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe I.
What if they roll 6 damage? You aren't even scratched. It's unlikely, sure.
Yeah, they can roll 2 damage.
No, they can't if there's a big plus.
Yeah, okay. Like what? 3d6 plus 10?
Whatever.
No!
This is stunning damage.
That could be 13. I could take 13.
Or is it?
Oh, it could be 28.
Depends on what setting they have in there.
Vaporize.
Puree. I bet you those guys would work fine if I used in a stress situation.
Because
you suck in stress situations. You roll great, but it doesn't matter. Oh,
yeah.
Twice you bought it with those guys.
They also got me down to the thing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my odds are just about exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Either way. Although, if you want to test the dice and make them lucky.
Mabel.
Rub them on my breath.
Fucking A.
Wow, another Ram movie.
That's amazing.
That's a great roll.
Shayla, you pick 10.
Every time. I get the side. 6.22.
skill. 7, 8, 9, 10. So that goes through my plus 2, but not into the next one. Am I down or not?
You're fine.
No, I'm not.
Through your plus 2, but not into the next one.
No! I'm 2 into the little lanes.
I use both of my plus 2 spots, but I don't go into the dash spots.
I'm in
the... You actually use all your spots to go to the next one.
Okay, I'm unconscious.
You're unconscious, and you're unconscious. So when you fall down, and you're carrying both statues...
Yep.
You're pale with that.
We know the Aztec one's
going to come out right.
What about a Gatoran statue?
Now.
We almost got away with it.
Yeah, too bad you fell there. Anybody hit it or manipulated it really hard? Hold on it.
Or shoot it with a laser.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, whatever Eric goes up in a
smoke.
Or do we all go
up? Man, what?
You all go up.
Or the whole section?
We all go up.
Does the cell go with us?
That means I got the crime board on my
So
the five of you plus the crime lord. Now, actually, you two are unconscious right now.
How's the show?
Hold on,
made it.
We did the section of the ground.
Oh,
the
adventure. So close.
Shuttle.
Not the
shuttle.
Any guard?
No, they weren't all close.
I told you I was going to use the transporter. I'm going to transport you guys inside.
You're gone.
But yes, so far we just thought to use the transporter. So we're cool.
But, you know, getting into backup
counts just as bad.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I did not.
Oh, intent doesn't count?
Yes, I never told
really.
You to use the transporter.
No, okay.
I said, don't use the fucking transporter.
And then we ran across the lawn.
Why not?
See, you know, if you had transported us in, none of this would have happened.
So we would have lost initiative.
No, we would have been blown
up. That's right. That's a lot
of
issue.
Big candy.
We didn't use it.
I can't control. Small office, but it's because it's room. There's a desk.
Well, that was good plotting. Wasn't that a cool start to drag you into the episode?
Hell yeah.
Neutral had more violence than usual.
You're all there. Unconscious, bad guy, unconscious.
Are we all in our normal circuit clothes?
No, you're all in like 1943.
You're in a dress?
Dress.
Do I still look like a freak? And he's a pig and he's a cat.
And the dude on my back is green.
This reminds me of the old question, if there's an Orion on your back, are you beating off?
Yes. You still look like, you know, aliens.
When we become conscious, it'll be
God, I hope no one argues, but I'm
funny. Good thing we're in Frisco. That's all I got to say.
So, you have a few hours to orient yourself.
He's way more alien than the figure of the cat.
Well, if he's fully clothed and period dressed, you're not going to see anything but his blue face.
Sure.
Yeah, and me too. I'm on Broadway.
What do you play? What do you do with the tail? Well, I want to know.
I got a tail.
I got a play.
You're an
African.
I'm in the Blue Man Group.
Exactly.
Bing, bing, bing.
White Wolf took over all the distributors where they showed the Blue Man Group on Wednesday night at the show.
They still think they have more money than they do.
Yeah, they do. But they made a lot off of the D&D license. More money than they made off of anything since probably Werewolf.
What's the... Swords
and sorcery or whatever.
God, I read the first new D&D comic from Kenser & Company.
Kenser & Company sucks.
I've tried to read every one of their comics when they came out, because it's nice for the dinner table, for entertainment, and every other one's been really badly written. The D&D was actually probably the worst.
But it was dark and gritty.
You can't put down D&D in your head now. I've never seen a D&D movie. They're more like,
it was damn funny.
But not as good as the podcast.
John Gielgud, I think, was in it, right?
Yeah,
He died, right?
I think he did.
Yes, this piece was him.
Come on, you guys. We're not conscious, so.
All right, so what do you three do?
Get unconscious. Okay. Some stints.
I say computer, alt program. Okay, nothing happens.
I disbelieve.
Is there a window in this office?
Nothing happens. Stop. There's a window.
I look out the window.
You look out the window and you see a... Since you have history, since you have a fair knowledge, well, some sort of knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Looks like older.
Okay.
You know, pre-World War III.
Well, a whole lot of history before we were on
Earth. Isn't old Earth like the same as old every other planet, though?
Pretty much.
Except there's humans walking around.
Yeah.
At least the action. Everything looks like the 20s. It was a different planet. There were all these humans walking around.
It's true. Yeah, that's because like they saw old recordings.
Yeah, but then there's also like the Willow Landry one and stuff like that.
Well, they like human
broken
radio shows or something.
First, there's a lot of us, just like the...
make a history, Earth.
Human?
Or human.
Canadian history of Earth? I think there's a history of Earth.
Okay, history of human.
I get seven.
Okay.
Crap. Well, it looks like about the holiday.
Maybe about current,
say. You think, 1940s.
1940s?
Wow, four.
Four, one.
Or two.
Two.
So who's human here? I
think like this was right before the war of 1812.
I'm pooped.
who's conscious and human in here? Or knows anything about this history?
A little bit, yeah.
This is the only way to do it. This is not my specialty.
Kirk was
I believe Kirk came back in time, but not...
Oh, yeah, a couple times. Yeah, he came back to the 40s.
Sure, I can
tell you before then.
It was Liz Taylor.
That was like a 20.
Joan Collins.
He could be here. He could be here. 20s.
Oh, yeah. 30s.
30s. No, she was not...
It was just after war. It was after the Depression, pre-war.
Pre-war.
Oh, he could be here.
He totally could.
Great.
Wait, is that him down there? That's him! Shoot him before he goes.
Shoot him in the spot.
Oh, my.
So, we all look pretty odd for Earth, right?
No, I'm just short. No, that's not normal.
We all look pretty odd for Earth,
no,
right?
No, no,
I
don't look that bad.
No.
Shit, I checked for my...
No limit.
What's the office?
You have...
Kind of office.
Oh, I guess I should roll randomly to see who you mean.
I
detective agency.
I shielded him from the explosion. Can you take a look at my back?
Okay.
Turn around.
Gone.
That's my back.
Your face is gone.
Back was fine.
You got no face.
I'm playing that hard, aren't you? Man, I'll back you up. Don't worry with me. Where are you going?
Hey.
That's nothing to joke about.
It's okay. Your commanding officer is unconscious.
Well,
so, who is in command now?
I believe it's Dave. I mean...
The three unconscious... The three conscious people are all named Dave.
Who's superior?
Who's your superior?
Yes, I believe you're right.
Oh, my God.
Well, the other guy that's conscious, but I don't think he's
so...
Oh, wait, is the other guy even here?
Yes.
And he's
unconscious.
We shot him.
Yeah. Oh, that's what
you
right
now.
Absolutely. There are three unconscious people and three days.
I kneel down. I kneel down and check on him and see if the unconscious Orion seems
to have that time.
You know, you can check on me and Shannon before you know the Orion.
Okay, first day he
said. You have some sort of gun.
What kind?
Like a 30 Derringer.
Slug thrower.
What sort of kind of slug thrower do you think to yourself?
What about is the statue on Eric?
First
date? Okay. Well, I better put this away. Somebody could get hurt.
Yeah, it's actually the ball of twine that exploded. See, it's all your fault if we just gone this bad.
The ball of twine? Yeah, but I had to do curious. I had already done argumentative and bold. I've got role-playing notes.
So do I. So do I. Goals.
After checking the Orion, I checked Shannon. Yeah.
What do your role-playing notes say?
I got diplomacy. Brave. And curious.
And which of those are you doing?
I'm doing the unconscious one.
Okay.
I think I was being pretty confident and brave up there.
Yeah, but there was no curiosity.
No, there wasn't.
Shannon seems to be unconscious. No weapon.
First aid.
Nobody else has a weapon.
Nobody else.
Well, actually, you do.
Sweet, you have a weapon and I have a weapon.
And you have
a, is there a desk?
You have a club.
Yeah. Yeah. After checking Shannon, I root through the desk. Your Ryan doesn't have a weapon, right?
I noticed. He hates me. He's jealous of my skill.
I used to have handcuffs. Do I still have handcuffs?
You have handcuffs.
I do.
Uh-huh.
You're a cop.
Kick a uniform.
You're a crook.
What?
You're a monster. Or something like that.
So be off the side of a forest and figure out what to use.
I'm a cousin.
Because I may just want to look at like the window.
Right, you look at there's a door.
Okay, the door, is there any writing on the door? I can read backwards. What?
No.
Okay. So anything like maybe a nameplate on the desk tell me what it was?
Check your wallet. They played on the.
Is my. I'm unconscious.
Totally
off. I'm unconscious.
They played says Dixon Hill.
Oh my god.
What?
Dixon Hill. That's Picard's freaking alter ego.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
I took my wallet.
You are.
I took for my primitive identification card.
PIC.
You are Detective Plunkett. SOPD.
Hold in.
Well, you were a cop.
Well,
the horse was right. The unconscious horse was right.
First aid. I'm a street court clerk.
Does anyone else look?
I checked the desk.
I first aid.
Four.
I'm a cop.
I root through it. Gun.
There is a gun in one of the drawers. A bunch of papers, bills. Yeah. There's a.
I take the other gun and stick it in the back of my waistband.
All right.
Hung the other gun.
Already.
Oh no, your wallet is huh?
Yeah. Look at your primitive identification card.
I looked at my primitive identification card.
It says you are Carlos.
Carlos?
From...
The gunsmith. I told you you were a monster.
Carlos Bologna from Venezuela.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's Colombia.
Why? I checked the unconscious guy's wallet. The primitive identification card.
There we go. You have to be from South America because of that whole Aztec.
Hey!
I'll hand
non-digital identification card. That's what I call it.
Which gun do I like to look so better, Kev?
The bigger one.
So what do you have, actually?
I am the one from the desk for Woo.
The desert. Hey, Shannon. Now that me and guys and 3 days with guns. The situation is cheering me as we remain in touch.
Do I have any safe? Do I have any cash? Do any Kev?
You get these green stamps.
Yeah.
Tim's with you.
Some green stuff.
I checked. Anything else in the desk?
Only, you know, someone would be the same.
Stationery, a letter, which is unopened, which would indicate whose desk it is.
Right. There's a nameplate.
Or is it Dixon Hill?
You already know that.
Dixon Hill's office.
Dixon Hill's desk.
Dixon Hill.
So, Kevin.
I don't think Picard's fantasy life has ever come up, so we don't really know.
Okay.
I'm a crime drama. You might know the
I checked the green dude.
No.
Okay. Not red pants, torn pants.
Is he purple angry? Pants.
Angry?
Sure. What about the next guy? Let's check their non-digital identification card.
Oh, he's Dixon Hill.
He's Dixon Hill.
Does he have a heater?
You have it.
He has a heater.
You gave it to him.
You gave it to him.
This is his office.
Yeah, but he could have one on him.
He could have. He's in backup.
Usually he doesn't, though.
Check his...
No, a good private eye hole. Okay.
Yeah, Gerald Lamore.
I'm not like Latanya Blackfoot.
No, I didn't want to do that.
Oh, well. <It's your laughs> I'd be willing to do it. But Kuba is here, I guess.
So,
so who am I again?
Gerald Lamore. And, like, I don't know, you wouldn't recognize the address.
Okay.
But, okay, so it's not, no town, no famous town. California?
Oh, well, yeah, Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills. Hills.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Oh, right. I get the women.
That's not
San Francisco.
Well,
I'm
kind of.
I'll be
fine. I'm up here just going.
I'm up here. You're a cop.
Is that right?
Cop. Yeah. I'm a cop.
So.
My forte.
So I hired the cop to get the smugglers.
Meanwhile, you've never been assaulted unconscious. You haven't done anything.
Well, I first did.
I think I'm
bad.
Did you?
I've been fine for a really long time.
We're all first in on each of them.
Dave.
Why don't you...
Dave.
Medical...
Sweet. Why don't you go with me?
Yeah,
we'll leave
medical?
Here. We'll see if people we'll do a double take when they see me.
Just
roll into
us.
I look in a mirror.
Which person is this?
You look pretty much like your son.
I was wondering...
Me.
Which all person right. You're doing it?
We do that.
I was hoping, is there a newspaper laying around the desk?
Sweet.
That's actually
sure.
Two.
Okay, well, we walk out.
You got to one on the white side.
You
don't
you
have to
secure. You walk out into
wait,
the...
Wait, do I have logic or perception?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
there
right. I want to see if she screams or does a double take when she sees me.
So you poke Shane's eye out?
No.
I got
that. She looks up. So it was like Madeline looks up and asks, is Dixon ready for the... Next appointment? There's like a little late person there.
Oh, not quite yet.
I think he's still talking to the other guy.
Right. So she looks, you know, she sees you. The other woman who happens to be there, some kind of redhead, well dressed.
No more redhead.
She taking last of you, and Madeline says, oh, he's from Columbia.
Columbia.
To me?
Yeah.
Well, to the other person who hasn't seen you before.
You better do better on me than you did on Shannon.
All right, six. Let's
that's much better.
Study the
three and six.
Right. Well, we're not digital historical records.
It could be.
You were down by like 1 point. You take the 1 point back.
Yeah.
Type
step.
You got 2 points back.
Okay.
I was
down by 2 points.
All
right. I'm good.
We'll go back in the office and study the type set historical record.
Oh, so did you answer the
new
one?
Where are we? Yeah, I did. I said that they're still discussing it with
the
individual. In fact, you know what?
Do I have a lot of money in my wallet?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder where
you
are.
What are you wearing?
Why are we all out of
money?
You have... Yeah, more money else to
buy. Oh, yeah, okay. I'll just sit back and enjoy this.
Are we on the holodeck?
Make anyone
you
know. Computer!
We got that. Kept down just like Maslow or whatever.
Did you have a farm stay there?
No.
Computer! Where are we?
I sit down.
How did the holodeck safeties get turned off? How did we get back to the holodeck?
I read the newspaper.
Some party off.
Yeah, don't worry.
Where's the artifact?
What?
Did we go down?
Where's
the
artifact? I don't have either artifact under my arm.
Do you want some bow?
Not even the ball of string? Where's your stuff, wise guy?
The ball of string. So nowhere is my historical document that mentioned the serpent?
Nope.
All right.
I checked the desk for spare bullets.
There is a little
bit of Shannon, check your desk to see if there have any notes
that will fit my gun
relating to any of us.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Of course it is. Check your desk to see if you have any notes to relating to any of us.
Where's my desk?
That one right there.
That's not my desk.
We explain after they explain who we are.
I grab the box of ammo.
So the artifacts did something weird?
Well, I don't know what it did.
Dream.
I'm assuming this is all some cool hallucination because I'm
all
of you and I can buy all of you.
Time to shoot the locker to make sure it's real.
I sit down and I start going through my.
No, I was thinking more like, finding the hookers and seeing if they're.
They're like. Underneath documents. Not really notes here, though.
I go through I go through my file cabinet for these names.
You don't get any like keys or anything out
of you guys want to go to a sex party?
Cannot get up this fucking name.
That's what you get from reply to that email.
Team mail.
That's what you get from the website.
I fucking did everything I could to get out of the
make a filter.
Yeah.
I could do that.
You would want
I emailed the webmaster. The only thing that didn't bounce. Everything else, postmaster, all the root, everything else bounced. The only thing that didn't bounce.
I mean, if it's emailing you directly at TDD, I think it's just we'll drop
holes. Yeah, I could.
I
look through the file cabinet for the data.
Make a search roll.
I go hit on
the redhead. Maybe search hidden
items. You don't know about the redhead yet.
For some reason.
You heard somebody outside.
The redhead. Does she make me play crap?
You find, an appointment book.
Hey, this could be the Orion Entertainment.
Oh, you're right.
This is it.
I go hit on the redhead. Does she make me play crap? Love money.
So what you get is Michael Carlos at the airport.
I can buy her.
Carlos.
You're Carlos.
Yeah,
I picked you up at the airport.
Right on. Meet Bucket for lunch.
Who's Bucket?
Gerald for lunch.
Mr. Bucket.
Sweet. I met you for lunch.
Paid off Rick.
I paid you off.
Thanks, Tim.
Get off my case.
Leave me alone.
You're a parole officer.
So stuff like that. I want to go into the other room where the secretary is.
Uh-huh.
And ask her to step aside for just a second so the redhead can hear us.
Sure.
Now ask her what she knows about the unconscious guy in the other room.
The one with the unconscious guy, right?
The green one.
I don't know, I've never seen
him. The one with the torn pants.
I don't know how you guys got into the room, I haven't seen it.
We're very clever.
Right, okay.
What I'm picturing right now is a bunch of very confused guys from the 1920s holding statues on the lawn. And Orion getting shot at. I like this situation much better.